Rallying commodities prices have been helping to keep commodity and risk-correlated FX propped up despite ongoing demand for the U.S. dollar as yield differentials shift back towards the buck on Fed policy expectations. Nevertheless, the euro is trading at 15-month lows against the buck, unable to ignore the ongoing dovishness out of the ECB. We heard a lot of that last week, including from ECB President Lagarde herself. The Canadian dollar has been a clear outperformer in the FX market, getting a major boost from both the rally in the price of oil and on very impressive data at the end of last week, including Canada IV PMIs and the Canada jobs report. The pound has also held up well of late as BOE rate expectations ramp up. On the other side, we have the yen and the New Zealand dollar, which have been underperforming. The yen is seeing added downside pressure from relative strength in Japanese equities and on the yield differentials with the US dollar, while the New Zealand dollar is struggling with the latest news of upticks in the virus over the weekend. Monday's calendar is exceptionally thin with no first-tier data due. That's all for now.